Hello to all of our listeners. This is Jake Cooley with Rethink Tech, where we provide you the latest and greatest news in new emerging technology. Today's topic is quite interesting because homelessness is actually something that needs to be tackled immediately, as humans have a hard time trying to fight this battle along with governments and municipals. But in the UK, AI will soon be used to tackle homelessness. Let's check it out here for more. Artificial intelligence. A recently published research by the housing charity Shelter showed that there are over 320,000 homeless people in the UK. At the same time, London Rough Sleeping hit a new record high with an 18% rise between 2018 and 2019. The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, described this as a national disgrace, and further blamed the crisis on welfare reforms and a lack of investment in social housing. As a result of this statement, well, it is true, but what does this mean for those who are left to exist without a home? Can we as a society and those who are left to exist without a home, and with the help of this new technology, fill our government and council shoes as we come up with a solution? Because this seemingly unsolvable growing problem just continues to grow. Machine learning might be the solution to this. StreetLink, a homelessness charity that enables members of the public to connect people sleeping rough with local services that can support them, along with a team of data scientists backed by Alan Turing Institute, who has recently been able to look into how machine learning can help improve the decision-making process that goes on in homelessness support. Oftentimes, decisions are just stuck between layers of human hierarchy. Well, very soon, AI could decide what to do when passerby reports to StreetLink as they spot a person sleeping on the streets. While AI interfering in charitable projects and deepen human interactions can sound a little worrying to some, in this case, it could mean being more supportive of homeless people, and in some cases even save their lives. Since StreetLink started offering its services across the UK in 2012, it has encountered the same problem. Humans are too vague and sometimes unreliable when they call the company to report of the rough sleepers. When someone calls StreetLink to alert its team and network about a homeless person seen on the streets, they are requested to give a detailed description. Whoever is calling needs to include the rough sleeper's gender, clothes, location, condition, any other detailed information they can provide the team. Most of the time, the description is not complete. After receiving the call, StreetLink's support team needs to go over the information again, reevaluate it, and then make a tough call of whether or not to alert the local response teams to further rougher the sleep, right? To find that person. Well, at the moment, because the decision and analysis of the information given by the callers is made by humans, just 1 in 7 alerts are processed by StreetLink, which actually results in the homelessness being found. Well, the weather conditions are particularly bad, right? So when they are bad, there is a spike in the number of alerts, which puts StreetLink staff under an overwhelming amount of work. Machine learning could simplify and optimize the entire process for us. Using information from past decisions, Alan Turing Institute team of data scientists have created a machine learning model that automatically categorizes alerts. Once put into place, it would give StreetLink an immediate sense of which alerts should be prioritized, essentially taking over the decision of making process from the staff. Well, this model is set to be implemented for the first time in London over the upcoming months. So we'll actually try it out with live data, live people, an actual production environment. Well, meanwhile, in the US, Eric Rice has already seen the potential of machine learning in solving homelessness as a professor of social work and co-founder of the University of Southern California Center for Artificial Intelligence and Society, also known as CAIS, where he and engineering professor Milind Tambal developed predictive models for public health interventions. Rice works primarily on issues of housing and HIV preventions for the homeless youth. In Los Angeles, homelessness is measured on a much larger scale than what we are witnessing in the UK. An estimated 53,000 people experience homelessness on a given night, where including about 3,000 of those are between the age of 13 and 24. Just like StreetLink's machine learning model, Rice's one predicts and picks up most at-risk cases. Rice also is, as well as the members of the other community-based organization, then go to the selected rough sleeper to provide help. CAIS has recently gained traction with a $1 million state grant to deploy its California HIV research program through the year of 2020. The U.S. might soon adapt this model, but Rice is thinking bigger already. He shared with OZY that he's now working on developing predictive models for suicide prevention on college campuses and also endangered animals poaching in Africa. This guy, Eric, is using machine learning to tackle all human problems. That's pretty cool. StreetLink's project would be a similar scale version of what is already being used in Los Angeles. And while the concerns surrounding AI might making choices for marginalized communities should not be cast aside, it is clear that the world needs the help of innovative technologies, even if they're only to make problems seem less insurmountable. But let's see how artificial intelligence and machine learning really tackle this problem. I like to follow up on this to see how New York is doing and how this crisis StreetLink is handling within the UK. That's all your information for today, folks. That is machine learning and artificial intelligence, some segments of the new emerging technology. Thank you for listening. This is Jay Cooley with Rethink Tech.